that's your mantra, I'm going to look for the best feeling thought I can find from where I am. If that's your mantra, you're going to find an improved feeling. And if that remains to be your mantra, you'll find another improved feeling and another and another and another and another and another and another and another. Until before you know it, the status quo, what is, will not be as important to you as what you're thinking about. And when you've made it a thought and therefore an emotional journey, then the action journey, the physical manifestation, has to catch up with it. It must. It is law. It cannot not catch up with it, you see. Most people give 99.9999% of their attention to what is happening and therefore offer 99.99% of their vibration in response to what's happening. And when you think about how counterproductive, talk about nailing your feet to the floor. That is, I'm looking at what is and I'm offering a vibration of what is and the universe is giving more of what is, which I am observing. And I'm observing at what is and the universe is giving more of what is and I'm observing. In other words, and so it's just a cycle of sameness. And that's what's bothering you. And that cycle of sameness does turn into a feeling of complacency and boredom. But it's because you're not exercising your thought muscles. You're not exercising your imagination. You're not exercising your ability to move your emotion. So we would like all of you, when you get off of this vessel, if anyone says, what was it about that you said, I learned I'm in control of the way I feel. That's the best message that you could get spreading around the planet. I learned I can control how I feel. And most people will say, oh, you megalomaniac, that means you think you can control the conditions of the world. And that isn't what you mean at all. It means I can now, and I'm not even trying to control my response to the conditions of the world. I'm controlling which conditions of the world I'm giving my attention to. And there's a big difference. To believe that I can look at something awful and feel good is not what this seminar is about. To understand that there's much on the buffet, some of it really good and some of it not so good, that is the message. And taking ownership of my ability to focus. And the only reason that more people, it sounds so simple when we put it to you this way, doesn't it? But law of attraction is this magnificent law that is responding so powerfully to what you have been thinking that it's going to deliver you a buffet that's pretty close to what you have been already eating. In other words, if you've been eating stuff that you don't like, the next buffet you go to has mostly stuff you don't like and some stuff that's a little less nasty than others. And you got to say, okay, I choose this stuff that's a little less nasty and stop bellyaching about not being able to get the really good stuff. You're not in the really good stuff vibrational place. So you just eat from the improved buffet and you appreciate the improvement. And now law of attraction brings you an improved buffet, with the worst of it being like what was the best of it before, but now there's a whole range of other really good stuff. And now, as you reach for the best that you can find there, now it's still not the best stuff on the planet, not even close. Could be a lot worse, could be a whole lot better, but as you pick from the buffet that you have access to, and you pick from the best of it, now, right away, as you let that become your central vibration, law of attraction brings you a whole other buffet with a whole lot that's even better than what was. You're getting the picture of this? So you say, I'm sitting in a body that is not as I want it to be. And we say, what can you do about that right now, this red hot minute? Can you get all the way over there to where you want to be? You can't, can you? So you stay where you are and you pick from the best about your magnificent body. Sure, I weigh more than I want to weigh, but oh, I'm hardy. My body performs all of its functions so well. I have stability and balance and clarity of mind. In other words, as you pluck from the buffet that is your physical body and you amplify in your being the best of it, a whole other buffet opens relative to your physical body. And what begins to happen as you improve your inner dialogue, your self-dialogue, your perspective of self, as you improve that, what begins to happen is all of the cells of your body who have been requesting everything that is necessary for the balance that is required to keep you stable, they begin to feel less resistance because of the improvement as you keep nibbling your way up that better and better buffet of life, you see. It's so easy to stand where you are and find something to complain about. It is so very easy because there is always something to complain about. And there are